Mercy and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather today at your house, let your word come straight to our hearts, that through your work, the work of the Holy Spirit, might help us to recognize what is important to meditate on, especially that can help us to live in faith and to live according to your will. We ask this in the precious and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, today we continue with the sermon series called Christ and the Psalms. And the theme for today is Come and See What God Has Done. So this psalm, Psalm 66, is a good example of the liturgical conscience. The liturgy is not simply the memory of great past events, nor it is exactly the revival of those events. It is the awareness that those events, the truths that reveal, are present in our events, the events of our lives. Each one of us has had different events in life. Each one of them has marked our, or your, or my personal story. Some are events of celebration and joy, like the birth of a child, the day of our baptism, the day of confirmation, the day of our wedding, the day of that you bought your first house, or the day that you bought your first car. These kind of events are marked or put a mark in your or my or our personal and our family life. And just like those good times, there are also others that have been painful in our lives, that also have marked our lives. The divorce of our parents, that day we lost a loved one, the day we get into a fight with somebody that we love, the day that you or somebody that you love was diagnosed with a serious illness. All these unpleasant events also help us to understand something that was necessary or allow us to grow as individuals. When I was processing the content of the Psalm 66 and how the psalmist wrote about the past events and actually in a way of giving glory to the Lord, there is a personal experience that actually came to my mind. I remember that I was like, it was a child, like probably like 8 years old or so, and my brother, who is 2 years younger, had a serious illness. Well, back in those days, it was a very serious thing. I remember that my parents were in the same room that I was, and they thought that I was asleep, and they were having a conversation about the illness of my brother, to the point that they were sharing to each other that may that live to, for my brother to die. So this happened after a event that happened between my brother and I. After we were playing marbles in the back of our house, my brother started shaking and then lay down in the floor, shaking, convulsing, or whatever is the word, to have a seizure on his own. A couple of days later, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. And this is like 30 years back. So back in those days was a serious thing. I don't think we have all that information that we have right now. So my parents were concerned about my brother, and I was listening to their conversation. It was not my intention, but they were in the same room. So after that was the first time that I kind of came to my mind the word death. My brother will die? I mean, I get into fights with him, and sometimes I don't love him as much as I think, but still my brother. I don't want him to die. So that was an 8-year-old kid thinking about his brother that was heard the word death, might die. Was a big event for me, was a big event for my family, was a quite an experience for all of us. So big or small events are part of our life. But big and or small events, these are also part of the liturgy today, a part of the way we worship our Lord. So in the liturgical consciousness, it is the realization that the scale does not matter. Whether large or small events, historically significant or not, each event contains and reveals the loving presence of our Lord. The great events, the ones we celebrate over and over, like consecration of Holy Communion, like baptism, like forgiveness of sins, are models, patterns, as we reflect on them, look at them closely, study them closely, and see how God works in the life of the believer. Then we turn our attention to our own events, and here we also see the work of the Lord. That is what the psalmist is doing in this psalm. The tense and historical time of the Exodus and the tenses used are insignificant in comparison with intention and content. It also combines the distinction between the person and the community. If he was thinking and praising God for the Exodus, the crossing of the Jordan, the national disaster from which they had just been liberated, or their personal liberation, everything was from the same fabric, all the same thing, all the same God acting in his direction. The Exodus event is the central point to recognize how God worked for Israel. The prayer of thanksgiving arises both from the commemoration of the great work of God in the past and from seeing the same power in action in the present. Whether large or small events, community or individual, every event in life of a believer can and should be seen as a replica of God's faithfulness for his word of promise. For that same reason, the psalmist gives thanks in words written in verse 16, not only for what the Lord has done in the psalmist's life, but for what the Lord has done for his people, and call to gather those people to listen to what the Lord has to say to them. As an example, we can think of what brings us here today. It is not just an hour of worship, but it's more than that. We probably see a small group of people gathered to worship our Lord, but we are part of the bigger church. Words of the liturgy that are spoken, that are sung, that are prayed, these are also a unique event, a personal unique event. Not only as we come and worship our Lord, but we strengthen that connection with the Lord. Well, not us, but through the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a unique event because we are also received the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. There is a conscious contact with our Lord and Savior during that time. A unique event, reaffirmation of forgiveness. A unique event as the Lord strengthened faith in us through his word, through his sacrament on Holy Communion. So there is some events. There are big events, like the Exodus, the command of Christ for his people to go and baptize, the institution of Holy Communion, or even the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there is another time that might seem as a smaller event, like today as we gather to worship, Like today as we take Holy Communion, like today as we heard the words of forgiveness proclaimed to all of us, it is difficult to miss the bigger or the epic events, and it is easy to miss the small and personal ones. And yet, there is God working through all of these in the life of the believer. So God uses that situation with my brother, that especially unique event, epilepsy. Well, that was the first time that my family actually brought a name to the church for the people to pray for. It was very interesting because I never thought about it. I was 8 years old. I went to church, but never thought about bringing a name of a person for the church to pray for. But it was a unique event for me. My brother healed over the time. Doctors say he might not be able to have family. Well, he have a bigger family, even has more kids than I. So God did miracle in his life, but also showed me the love and care for my brother. Nowadays, it's very different. I understand that the Lord cares and provides for his people. I might have not experienced something like my brother. You might have not experienced a big event in your life, and yet the Lord is working in your life, as well as mine. He continues to strengthen faith. He continues to shape the way that we do things. He continues to do his miracles in our lives. Not only as he gathers today, but as we, people of faith, think about what is about to come, the second coming of Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as we gather today to hear God's word, be content. Have peace that the Lord has done what was needed to be done on the cross. Salvation was accomplished by the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have peace. Because even in the midst of difficult times or difficult events, there is the same Lord that freed the people of Israel, the same Lord that sent his only Son to this earth. He's the same Lord that continues to accompany us even in our daily life, every day. Be assured of his love and care for you. In his name, amen. Let us pray. Merciful Lord, as we gather today to hear your word, let your Holy Spirit, Lord, continue to reassure us in the love and care that you provide for your people. At the end of the day, Lord, help us to cling to your promises. The promises that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.